first rule is to win and win big. The president told us when he was running that if we elected him, we would be winning so much we'd be tired of winning. If you play the lottery, it's just imagine what you can win. What are we winning, and are you winning in life today? Let's talk about it on the corner of truth and life. Welcome to the corner of truth and life. This is Ira Hall, and we are talking about winning. In our previous episode, we talked about fighting and how we fight and why we fight and what makes us want to fight and what are the things we fight for. And so that defines our fighting a lot. We talked about that in the previous episode, and then we talked about how we're supposed to fight and maybe some different ways of fighting. So if you haven't checked out that episode, you can get it on our website or on iTunes. But then, of course, what happens, what is the goal of fighting? Else to win. You don't fight just to fight. Well, maybe some people do, but generally you don't fight to fight. You fight to win. You're fighting for something. If you're in the battle, you want to win the battle. If you're in a war, you want to win the war. If you're playing a game, you want to win the game. Winning is fun, and losing is no fun. When I was a kid, a young kid, probably around my youngest son's age, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in there, my mom taught me how to play checkers. It's one of those early games you learn. And I remember sitting in the kitchen, and she was teaching me how to play checkers. And so she taught me how to play checkers, and then we played a game. And she beat me. And she beat me because I had just learned the game and because I was like 8 years old or 7 years old, and she was an adult. And so she beat me, and she beat me easily. And so then we played again, and she beat me again. And then we played again, and she beat me again. And she was just basically just destroying me every time. And that really lost its appeal to me very quickly because I didn't like losing. And I didn't like that I didn't even seem to be, coming close. And I remember crying, and I wanted to quit. And Mom, because she was a terrible, torturous person, wouldn't let me quit and made me keep playing, and she kept beating me. Well, the end of the story is that we played for a while, and yet I really didn't like losing, so I kept working at it, and then I beat her. And I didn't beat her because she let me win, because she went easy on me, because she felt bad for her boy. No, her whole point was losing was going to help me. And then when I won, it felt great because I won. Nobody handed it to me. I didn't win a fake battle where it looked like she was playing, but really she was just helping me win. Nope. No, she had not done that at all. I kind of probably wish she had a little bit. And as a result, after that, man, you didn't want to play checkers with me. Because for a young boy, I was pretty good at checkers. Why? Because I lost. Not because I won, because I lost. So let's talk about what does it mean to really win? Because we like winning, but so often winning isn't what we need, or at least our definition of winning isn't right. Because I would argue that day playing checkers with my mom, I did win something more than when I beat her at checkers. What did I win? I won some self-confidence. I won the ability to lose better. I won a lot of thinking skills because I had to learn. I had to learn how to play this game and how to think strategically because if I didn't, I kept losing. So even the times when I didn't win the game, it didn't mean that I hadn't benefited. So it really comes down to, how do you define winning? What do you count as a win? And it's not I'm not talking about, some sort of watering down the idea of winning so that everybody can be a winner. That's not what I mean. I mean that sometimes we just fixate on one win condition. I will only win if this happens. And so then that's the only outcome that we see as positive. When really, you know, my mom understood winning differently. When she lost, when I beat her, she'd won. Because what had been her point? To win checkers? No, to teach me a bunch of lessons, including, so, you know, how to lose, how to compete, how to be not quit, and how to win the game of checkers by thinking. And she won all of those things. And her victory moment was when she lost the game. And isn't that a whole different thought? That when you lose, maybe sometimes that's a win. And that takes us back to last week's episode where we talked about when Jesus fought, he fought by dying. And on the cross, he appears to lose. I mean, they beat him, they arrested him, they tortured him, and they killed him. Jesus 0, enemies 1. Because the enemies didn't even have 1. They didn't win, play on words. Because Jesus beat death. And that was Jesus' goal. He wanted to beat death. The thing is, you can't beat death if you don't die. Which, isn't that an irony? Jesus beat death by dying. We think of tend to beat death of not dying. But Jesus said, no. I have to defeat death by walking right into its lair. And I will die. And then I will show you that even then, death doesn't win. Now, why did he do that? Why did he fight that way? What was he trying to win? He wasn't trying to win a power struggle because he was God. He wasn't struggling with anyone for power because he's got all of it. Jesus made it very clear what he was here to win. He goes, I've come to seek and to save the lost. I'm here to win people. And that's what the Bible says. What does it profit a man? What good is it to a person if they gain the whole world and lose their soul? That's what you should be fighting for. That's what you're trying to win. And in this day and age, we fight for so many things that we want to win at, and yet sometimes it's not just that we're picking the wrong fights, we're picking the wrong win conditions, and because we don't know what we're trying to win, or we don't realize what we should be trying to win, we win the wrong things. If I enter into every argument or disagreement with my wife or my kids with the attitude I have to win the argument, I might be able to win most of the arguments one way or the other, depending on how far I'm willing to go to achieve victory. But I might lose my wife. I might lose my children. Where they don't want anything to do with me anymore. But I won the argument. I can walk into the public square and I can win the argument and lose a lot of respect. Lose the ability to love on other people because the way I fought. And if I lose that, then what did I win? Did I win? Well, I won the argument. I won my point. But what did I lose? And sometimes by losing, you gain more. And especially when it comes to things of God. And that is so backwards from how our world thinks about it, but that's because our world's a mess. And the way people are trying to win, you look now at our politics, and if you look at our politics and you look at what goes on and if you're disgusted by it, then you're off to a good start of realizing maybe this is a terrible way to fight. And maybe even when we're winning, we're not winning good things. Even when we're fighting for good things, maybe we've lost more than we've won. Now, if you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, then the Bible says what we're supposed to be fighting for. And that is the same thing Jesus fought for, which is to save those who are lost. We're fighting for souls. We are not fighting to try to bring God's kingdom to earth in the sense of God taking over, because God already has all the power. He can step in anytime he wants. And the Bible says, well, why hasn't he yet? Well, because he's fighting for souls. It says he is slow about finishing things off because he is waiting for more people to come to repentance. So if we want to fight for his kingdom, then what are we trying to win? More people. And when we fight for other things that don't result in more people coming to know him, we're not winning. We're not winning. And that's a sobering thing, because so often we're trying to strike blows for the church. We're going to strike blows for God. But we're winning hollow victories where, okay, we managed to make something illegal. All right, we won. But did we? Because if in the midst of winning that legality, we lost our ability to share God's love with our neighbors, did we really win? Because this world's going to pass away with its messiness and its illegalities and its immorality. It's all going to go away. God's going to come and take care of that. And he's going to do it in a way that we never will succeed in doing on our own. We just can't get it done. Again, ironically, it being that Jesus coming to earth didn't try to clean those things up. He didn't try to fix all those things. He did not, and that's what his followers thought he was going to do, you know, overthrow Rome. He said, I'm going to set the prisoners free, and then Jesus dies and goes to heaven, and there's still slavery. Jesus said, well, that's not what I meant by freedom. And I'm not fighting for some temporary thing. I'm trying to set you free from sin and death, not from mere temporary earthly slavery. I'll fix that later. The big thing I'm trying to fix is the lost souls. And that's a hard thing for us to really fully grasp and get our brains around, because we're so rooted here that we want to win here. We want to win now. And we want to win our stuff. But again, Jesus says, well, what does it profit a man if he gains everything in this world but loses his soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? And I would take that question in and say, and what would you give for someone else's soul? How much losing would be worth winning the soul? Winning a lost person to come to know how much God loves them, that he died for them, that he died so that rather than try to be good enough on their own, they could just accept his gift of salvation, of eternal life, of always being with God, an amazing and beautiful future handed to you, given to you, if you will accept it and give up your own efforts to earn it. Oh, wow. That's what I call winning. I still don't like losing on earth. And I can't handle losing on earth when I take my eyes off of what can be won with heaven, with Jesus, with the eternal perspective of something beyond the immediate winning and losing, and realizing how much, even when I lose, I have won. Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.